AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The White House says it was a Navy admiral who in September ordered a second strike on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean. Saker Magani has details.
The strikes come under bipartisan scrutiny amid a published report that Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth verbally ordered the strike to kill survivors of the first hit. Asked about it last night.
I wouldn't have wanted that, not a second strike.
Still, President Trump defended Hegseth.
Pete said he did not order the death of those two men.
But today,
Secretary Hegseth authorized Admiral Bradley to conduct these kinetic strikes.
Spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt referring to Frank Bradley, whom she says worked well within the law. On Capitol Hill,
we have real evidence that extrajudicial killings are taking place.
Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says he believes Congress will have bipartisan probes to investigate potential war crimes as the administration targets Caribbean vessels. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
More deadly Russian drone and missile attacks in and around Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, over the weekend as U.S. and Ukrainian diplomats discussed a proposed peace deal Sunday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio offered this assessment.
This is delicate. It's complicated. There are a lot of moving parts, and obviously there's another party involved here that will have to be a part of the equation, and that'll continue later this week when Mr. Witkoff travels to Moscow, although we've also been in touch in varying degrees with the Russian side.
A federal appeals court has ruled Trump administration maneuvers to keep Alina Habba as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor were contrary to federal laws governing appointments. She's been disqualified. And travelers in the Midwest have been dealing with black ice, snow, and fog, while northern New England could get as much as 10 inches of snow. Rich Otto at the National Weather Service.
It looks like it's going to be a relatively fast moving storm system.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks gave back some of last week's rally on Wall Street as Bitcoin fell sharply again. The S&P 500 lost 0.5% Monday. The index broke a five-day winning streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 427 points. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4%. Crypto-related stocks sank after Bitcoin's price fell below $86,000. That's down from $125,000 in October. Coinbase fell 4.8%. Robinhood lost 4.1%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.09%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And Starbucks will pay about $35 million to more than 15,000 New York City employees to settle claims it denied them stable schedules and arbitrarily cut hours. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.